In this bulletin, Zimbabwe's former President Robert Mugabe has died at the age of 95. A Tamil family facing deportation granted another reprieve. And in cricket, Steve Smith continues his hold over England in the fourth test with his third double century. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe has died. He was 95. He died after battling ill health. The longtime leader was removed from power in a coup in 2017. A Tamil couple and their two Australian-born daughters have been given another reprieve from deportation, while lawyers fight in the federal court for the youngest child's bid for asylum. The family, which settled in the Queensland town of Bilawila but is currently in detention on Christmas Island, was facing deportation at 4 p.m. this afternoon. But this morning, a federal court judge restrained the government from forcibly removing the family until a hearing almost 2 weeks away. Speaking outside the court, the family's lawyer, Karina Ford, said there was still hope an agreement could be reached, preferably without the family being sent back to Sri Lanka to apply for visas.
We are open to negotiation on this matter. I mean, there are other ways to mediate disputes, and we remain open on those issues to discuss alternative plans. Our position would be that we do not support them being returned to Sri Lanka to apply, but we are open to discussing other options.
A 12-year-old boy has died after being hit by a car outside his school in Sydney South. The student was struck during the busy morning drop-off at Sydney Tech High School in Hurstville. He was trapped under the car for a short time before witnesses helped free him and began performing CPR. The 36-year-old male driver of the car was arrested at the scene. New South Wales Ambulance Inspector David Stride has thanked those people who tried to help the boy before paramedics arrived.
There was a lot of people upset, a lot of people who actually witnessed the accident. I'm pretty sure there was an off-duty nurse there as well that was performing CPR, doing an excellent job. The witnesses all did excellent, and we've also followed up with all their well-being and their care as well. And we have a chaplain on scene as well, looking after them as well.
A jury has found a Nine Network report defamed a wealthy Queensland family by insinuating it was responsible for a 2011 flood in which 12 people died. Toowoomba's Wagner family sued over the 60 Minutes report, which suggested it caused the fatal flood in Grantham when a wall at a Lockyer Valley quarry they owned collapsed. The four-person Brisbane Supreme Court jury has also found journalist Nick Cater defamed the Wagners, with the court now to determine damages. The World Food Programme says it's organising emergency aid from the United Nations hub in Panama to go to the Bahamas following Hurricane Dorian. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says given the severity of the situation, emergency operations have now been set up. Mr. Dujarric says the UN is calling for more donors to come forward to assist tens of thousands of people.
The Secretary General said he's deeply concerned the tens of thousands of people impacted in Grand Bahama and Abaco. He also called on donors to provide funding for the humanitarian response and recovery efforts as soon as the requirements are known.
At least 20 people have died as a result of Hurricane Dorian, which has now hit the southeastern United States coast. An estimated 3 million people in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas were warned to evacuate as the storm closed in, with the potential for life-threatening storm surges. The family of an Aboriginal woman who died after hitting her head in a Victorian police cell wants the world to watch the distressing footage of her final conscious hours. CCTV captures Tanya Day falling five times in a Castlemaine cell within a 2.5 hour period after she was arrested for being drunk on a train in December 2017. The coroner overseeing the inquest into Ms. Day's death has released the footage at the request of the late grandmother's family. In cricket, Steve Smith has continued his hold over England in the fourth test with his third double century. Smith has returned after suffering a concussion when a ball struck his neck and took him out of play earlier in the Ashes. It was his third double ton of his Test career. England will resume at 1-for-23 on day 3 of the fourth Ashes Test. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 20. Adelaide, showers and windy, 14. Melbourne, showers, local hail, 15. Hobart, rain and 12. Canberra, showers and 19. Wollongong, becoming windy and partly cloudy, 24. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, becoming windy, 30. Brisbane, sunny and 34. Cairns, sunny, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 31. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.